This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so everybody calm down. Okay, there's been a lot of confusion. Some of you guys have been texting me all morning going, why do we have to evacuate? Where do we go? What's going on? Okay, we have two Las Vegases. Okay, so when you hear that residents of Las Vegas are preparing to evacuate, they're not talking about Las Vegas, Nevada. They're talking about Las Vegas, New Mexico. Tragically, New Mexico has been dealing with, as well as northern Arizona, some pretty big fires. So I know it's been confusing. So I think the media has to be very careful. I think one of us needs to change our name. Yeah, I've been asked that. I go, you know, can somebody talk to New Mexico officials and say they need to change their name? No, that's unfair. Las Vegas came first in New Mexico than Nevada. In fact, I read somewhere, I don't know if it was the Review Journal, but I read somewhere that when Nevada started to have a Las Vegas, they originally called it Los Vegas. Vegas, it means the meadows. But Vegas is feminine. You know, words, I know, you know, here in America, we're trying to kind of gear away towards male female monikers and things like that, but in the romance languages, you do have feminine and masculine wording. And so if Meadows is Vegas, that's then feminine, so it's Las Vegas. I don't know how long Las Vegas basically was founded in 1905. According to Wikipedia, there was a railroad that linked Los Angeles and Salt Lake City. And because there was already a Las Vegas, New Mexico, they thought that they might have to, I guess, temporarily change it. It didn't last. The New Mexico Las Vegas, I think, has been around since the 1830s. Let me see if I could find that. It's always hard to tell. I just want to get this right for you guys. 1838. So that, as far as I'm concerned, Las Vegas, New Mexico, it was established in 1935, according to Wikipedia, after a group of settlers received a land grant from the Mexican government. The town was laid out in the traditional Spanish colonial style with a central plaza surrounded by buildings that would serve as fortifications in case of an attack. So Las Vegas, New Mexico, I guess, officially became known as a city by the 1880s. I guess that's when they got their respective incorporation, by 1881. So, but going back to what the real headline is apparently there is a huge fire, and Las Vegas Mayor Louis Trujillo, not Las Vegas, Nevada, Las Vegas, New Mexico Mayor, said that this is the largest disaster in New Mexico history, one of the largest in U.S. history. This fire has grown to about 104,000 acres, and it is not the biggest in state history, and no reported fatalities, but because of its proximity to Las Vegas, New Mexico, as well as Las Conchas, Cerro Grande, Whitewater, Baldy, this could be very, very sadly devastating, as it already is. It's about 30% contained. Over 1,000 personnel are on the scene, they are fearing that it may double in size. So as of Sunday evening, so this is a couple days ago, sites on the outskirts of Las Vegas, New Mexico, including Mineral Hill and Montezuma, look to be on the potential path. So now they're looking at possible evacuations of that area. We will keep you posted. But I got to be honest, you know, there's Hollywood, Florida, and Hollywood, California. And I know people want things more simplified, and people have been changing names and things like that to simplify things. You can't. Las Vegas, New Mexico beat us in Nevada. So what I think we would need to do is, if Las Vegas, New Mexico does become a household name, as it should, it beat us to the punch. And we have too many issues with people not knowing who needs to evacuate, what Las Vegas they're talking about. It really will be on us. And I know this isn't very popular because we have a city of about 2 million people. But it would probably be on us to have to then modify our name. Now, I have a solution. I don't say I live in Las Vegas. I go, I'm from Vegas. It's Vegas, baby. Vegas, right? Now, I understand there's Viva Las Vegas. I get it. So that's another option. If you don't want our city called Vegas, then you could call it Viva Las Vegas. I mean, you could do that. But New Mexico, Las Vegas beats us out. And they're the ones that deserve to remain, keep the name. But I don't want any of my Nevada Vegas peeps. And maybe that's what we have to do. We have to call us Nevada Vegas versus New Mexico Vegas. I don't know. But all I know is people are getting pretty, pretty confused. And we definitely don't want the wrong people evacuated. I know some of you have already packed your bag. And Godspeed to those who are currently in Las Vegas, New Mexico, and dealing with the fire. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, as we are dealing with some of these kind of severe weather patterns, I think we keep having this underlying thread that we are not very prepared when it comes to these natural disasters. The fires that seem to come now in the Southwest, California, Arizona, New Mexico, you know, desert used to be very sparse with its vegetation. So we don't, you know, fires in the desert aren't really something that makes a lot of headlines and doesn't really seem to, you know, be as severe. But we have a lot of vegetation, especially in our northern drier climates. And so where our beautiful forests have been and our, you know, streams and all that, those are drying up. And so sadly, what we're doing is we're getting a lot of Southwest fires of the forests that we have. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So if you notice, just like that, everybody went from being a microbiologist, an immunologist, and now a constitutionalist. So everybody seems to now be commenting on the constitutionality of abortion. And this is something that is, I don't think we are ever going to come up with any sort of peaceful compromise to this, because it has to do with the life of a fetus. Is a life of a fetus acknowledgeable at the heartbeat? Is it acknowledgeable after the first trimester? Do you not acknowledge it until second trimester? Do you not acknowledge the life of a fetus till it's born? And what supersedes that? The choice of a mom or the community's choice to let that baby have a life? And it's been very contentious. And what's interesting is a lot of people don't understand what Roe v. Wade is. And I think a lot of us kind of fell into this sort of trap where Roe v. Wade, whether it's overturned or not, means you can either have an abortion or you can't have an abortion. And it's not that simple. People have abortions, but it depends on their jurisdiction, where they live. Roe v. Wade was the landmark 1973 case establishing a constitutional right to abortion in the United States. They found during the first trimester of pregnancy, a mom has a right to terminate that pregnancy without government restriction. Now, some of you are confused as to why then, if Roe v. Wade exists, do all these states have different rules on when to limit abortion and all that? Because, again, Roe v. Wade never said everybody in America can get abortions whenever they want. Roe v. Wade said during first trimester, a government can't interfere. Now, states usually decide on capital punishment. States usually decide, you know, with Medicaid and things like that, health issues. The states decide on mask mandates. States decide, but federal government will step in if they think the states are abusing their power or not within their constitutional jurisdiction. So where this Roe v. Wade came was Jane Roe, who later was discovered to be Norma McCorvey, was 22 years old, unmarried, unemployed, and pregnant for the third time in 1969. She sought to have an abortion in Texas, according to PBS. The Supreme Court, by the time they ruled, she had already given birth to the girl. She placed for adoption, and that daughter has now, you know, come forward, and that was a whole fascinating story. The Atlantic had written about that, where back during the Inquirer days, back in the 90s, the Inquirer tried to set up this, you know, let's have Norma McCorvey meet the daughter, the Roe baby. And you know, and the daughter at the time was like, the daughter was only 19 at the time, and she's like, I don't know if I want this. I mean, now I think she's 50. There was this hesitation for it to be publicized the way it was, because she was like, I don't want people thinking I was a baby that mom didn't want. Eventually, Norma McCorvey became, I believe, more devout, and she actually spoke against abortion rights, and that was a very, again, guess tumultuous time in her life, and Norma McCorvey ended up passing away. I believe she was in her 50s. I have to double check that. So Henry Wade was the district attorney of Dallas County, Texas. It was his job to enforce a state law prohibiting abortion except to save a woman's life. So McCorvey sued him as Roe, Jane Roe versus Wade. And so the court decided in 1973 that the Texas law was unconstitutionally vague, violated her constitutionality, protected right to personal privacy. The question before the U.S. Supreme Court was, does the Constitution recognize a woman's right to terminate her pregnancy by abortion? The opinion was 7-2 majority, finding that the Constitution did allow a woman the right to terminate her pregnancy. And so, as a result, you know, abortions went from being backdoor, illegal, unsanitary, to there being abortion clinics, to there being Planned Parenthood, to there being funding, to there being taxpaying dollars. And rather than it being kind of a rare thing, it sadly came to light that hundreds of thousands, if not millions, were done each year. Again, as I said before, this probably wouldn't have been so contentious and so controversial if it was only a handful of cases. but it ended up, again, you woke up the sleeping giant. People's tax dollars are going to this. People are seeing the numbers. Congress is very, very protective of Planned Parenthood and their ability to perform these services. And so then, you know, it starts to kind of make people think, well, you know, what if I don't want to be involved in that? You know, a woman could do whatever she wants with her body, but why do I have to be, you know, implicit in it? Why do I have to be an accomplice to it? So it got pretty controversial. And then there started to be an expansion of when the abortion could be done. Second trimester, third trimester. And, you know, being a physician, it's, you know, very hard to not, look at a third trimester abortion as being something that, you know, takes a baby who has a fighting chance. And because, you know, babies born premature, even though 24 weeks they fight for their lives, there's babies that are born premature every day and, you know, they end up being a part of our society. So it's really hard to not recognize that as a life. Well, apparently, Dobbs versus Jackson's Women's Health Organization was the case that made it back to the Supreme Court that, again, it woke up the sleeping giant. For those of you that never wanted Roe v. Wade overturned or Roe v. Wade, you know, it's the law of the land, let it move on. Again, it's because things tipped the radar. And apparently, the Supreme Court's taking arguments on whether Mississippi's 2018 law banning nearly all abortions after the 15-week mark was constitutional. So we went from first trimester to now into second trimester. And the Supreme Court, which is supposed to be a closed, you know, they make drafts, the drafts circulate, the drafts undergo changes. Well, somebody decides to leak the draft, and there's now this misconstruing of what it means, a bunch of, now protests, and, you know, I guess in hopes of being able to sway the judges on public opinion. The judges are not supposed to be right or left. And the draft, written by Justice Alito, says the Constitution does not prohibit citizens from each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. So if a state wants to have abortion, the federal government has no role in that. Just as if a state does not want to have abortion, the federal government doesn't have a role. So the Constitution, they say, does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. We overrule the decisions of Roe and Casey and return that authority to the people and their elected representatives. They reversed the judgment of the Fifth Circuit Court, saying that an abortion after 15 weeks should not be illegal. So, you know, Roe v. Wade being overturned does not affect, as Biden said, gay marriage. I could be wrong. I don't think I read anything in that draft that, because I support gay marriage. But now people are taking it, just like the Don't Say Gay bill, they're calling it something that it's not. Roe v. Wade does not make abortion illegal. Roe v. Wade says we get away from this. The federal government is not supposed to get involved with this. This is something where it's an issue that could go to the states, because states decide on the funding. And so if a state, you know, wants to fund it, and their citizens are like, yes, use our tax dollars for abortions, we're totally fine with that, that state can do it. If the state doesn't want to and the citizens of that state go, no, I don't want to pay for this, I'd rather these people get birth control access, etc., then they can too. So we'll see what happens. But the big story is, you know, why are people within the Supreme Court leaking and you know, affecting the sanctity of the judicial branch? The 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the Treasury Department plans on paying down the national debt for the first time since 2016. The president outlining his plan to reduce the deficit, bring down inflation, and save families money.
All we're asking is that the wealthiest Americans and the largest corporations begin to pay their fair share, at least part of their fair share. You've heard me say it before. I'm a capitalist. I believe you should be able to make as much money as you legally can. But just pay your fair share.
In his 2023 budget, Biden proposing a minimum 20% tax rate for multimillionaires. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is testifying before a Democratic-led Senate Appropriations Subcommittee for Homeland Security about the 2023 DHS budget proposal. This is USA Radio News. A search is continuing for an escaped inmate and an Alabama corrections officer. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the update.
A manhunt continues for 6'9" Casey White, who was awaiting trial on a capital murder case, and Vicky White, a jail official. The pair vanished after leaving the Lauderdale County Detention Center on Friday morning. While in prison, he confessed to the 2015 stabbing death of a 58-year-old woman.
European Commissioner President Ursula von der Leyen is calling on the EU member nations to ban the import of all Russian oil by the end of the year as part of a new sanctions package.
We will make sure that we phase out Russian oil in an orderly fashion, so in a way that allows us and our partners to secure alternative supply routes and at the same time be very careful that we minimize the impact on the global market.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, as 2022 has been stricken with war, with Omicron and its baby variants, with drama, inflation, economy, Supreme Court. It's not without its love. And I guess there's a love story in 2022. Who knew? And this love story isn't just any love story. It's a love story, possibly, allegedly, between a murder suspect and his corrections officer. So, Vicky White, 56 years old, and Casey White, 38 years old, non-related, went missing Friday morning after she said she was taking the inmate to the courthouse before going to seek medical attention because she wasn't feeling very well. But the two never arrived at the courthouse. And Vicky White never made it to the medical facility. Now, this happened in Alabama, in Lauderdale County. So immediately we suspected something went wrong. How the suspect could have held her hostage. We thought the worst. But after video, you know, some clues appear that they were in love and she helped them escape. They say some clues, according to CNN, support the belief that an Alabama's correction official and a murder suspect had a romantic relationship before they both disappeared. Documents revealed Vicky White had recently announced her plans to retire as the county's assistant director of corrections. She sold her home just days before she and Casey White disappeared. She sold her home on April 18th for $95,550, well below the current market value. I'm sure the cops, I'm sure people were pretty ticked off in her neighborhood. They say online records with Lauderdale County list the home's total parcel value at $204,700. So that's odd. And again, there still could be that, you know, she was threatened, he's got friends. There could be still, but things are kind of pointing to there may be a little love story in all this. So she is now the subject of an active arrest warrant for allegedly permitting or facilitating escape in the first degree. Authorities believe the officer and inmate had a romantic relationship that extended into her non-work hours. They traced the relationship back as early as 2020, when Casey White, who was serving time in a state prison, was first brought to the Lauderdale County for an arraignment on murder charges related to the 2015 death of 58-year-old Connie Ridgway. As far as we know, that was the earliest physical contact that they had. Singleton says Casey White and Vicky White had a special relationship that was confirmed, in part by other inmates. They said Casey White was always getting extra food on his trays, and was getting privileges no one else got. And this was all coming from her. The sheriff said the pair kept communicating after Casey White was transferred back to the state prison. He was serving 75 years for a series of crimes in 2015. Casey White returned to the Lauderdale County Detention Facility in February to attend court hearings for his capital murder case, according to CNN. The Lauderdale County Jail had a policy mandating two sworn deputies accompany inmates at all times during transportation. Singleton said the policy was emphasized after authorities discovered Casey White had a makeshift knife on him in 2020 and had planned to escape and take a hostage. But last Friday morning, Vicky White ordered that Casey White be prepared for transport, telling the booking officer that since other officers had already left court and she was the only officer available with a certified firearm, she was going to take him to the courthouse alone. Well, she's the boss. And over the transport, Singleton said she just informed the booking officer that she was going to carry him to the courthouse, drop him off, which was a flagrant violation of policy. But I'm sure because it was her boss, the booking officer didn't question it. So the sheriff has described Casey White as an extremely dangerous person, you bet, and cautioned people not to approach him if they see him and call police instead. They assume Casey White now is armed because Vicky White was armed. Now, the U.S. Marshals warned that they might have an AR-15 rifle and a shotgun. So, I think he's playing her. You know, she might think that he really, really loves her, but if he's tried to get out of jail, what do? You flirt with your captor. You make them love you. Then they don't hurt you. Then they don't, you know. And now some people do fall for their captor. But, she's about 20 years older than him. I mean, and trust me, us older women, we love getting flirted with younger men. I don't want to date a younger man. One, I'm married, and two, it just, for me, it's hard, you know, to date somebody younger because I feel older then. But I got to tell you, when somebody younger thinks you're hot, when they have all these other younger women around, you know, it's a very deceptive tool, and it really can be manipulative. So, no doubt he flirted with her. She fell for it. And, man. So surveillance video released by the detention center shows Casey White shackled, handcuffed in an orange jumpsuit, being escorted into the back of Vicky White's patrol car Friday morning. From there, you just see him, and they don't seem to be rushing. They seem to be just walking out and just getting into the car like they're on the way to court. I was really surprised that she was by herself. But again, she had asked for that. Now again, it could be she's been threatened, who knows? But from there, Singleton said the pair drove to a shopping center less than 10 minutes away, abandoned the patrol car, got into a gold or copper-colored 2007 Forge Edge SUV. She bought the car in Rogersville, about 25 miles east of Lauderdale County, staged it in the parking lot the night before their disappearance. We know that there was never any effort to go to the courthouse. They went straight to Florence Square parking lot, dumped the patrol car, got in the other vehicle, and left. We assume they are going to ditch that car at the first opportunity when they get wind that the description is out there, so we're back to square one. So obviously the DA is very disappointed. And again, you don't know if this guy, you know, was holding her family hostage or something like that, but I, you know, it is plausible that this, you know, corrections officer was looking for love, and this guy batted his eyes, and she was like, oh, you think I'm pretty? Yeah, I do. Get me out of here, and I'll show you how beautiful I think you are. And who knows what's next? And the worst part about it is even if she helped him, she's at risk. And I know people are like, oh, you know, let them just go off and do their thing. No. You know, there's now a huge manhunt for both of them. And you know, he could very easily turn on her, you know, kill her. And go. I mean, it's you get farther with one as opposed to two. So, and who knows if she's still alive. So, this is, you know, I mean, maybe they do love each other. It does happen. I mean, people do fall in love, you know. I mean, my husband, I think, is still in love with me. I'm old. Anyway, a 23-year-old man is charged with trying to attack Dave Chappelle. The attacker, armed with a knife and a replica gun, tackled the comedian during a gig, Netflix gig. The comedian, 48 years old, Dave Chappelle, was performing at the Netflix Is a Joke Festival at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles. The attacker has been named as Isaiah Lee. He is now in L.A. County Sheriff's custody, and he went up to him. Now he's uninjured. Chappelle continued with the set, joking the attacker. Well, he said the attacker was a trans man. He said he had been joking about the woke brigade trying to cancel him over recent trans jokes. Lee then stormed the stage. And so this is bringing up the concept of when with Chris Rock, you know, getting slapped by Will Smith and Dave Chappelle almost getting, you know, stabbed or shot. You know, we might have to relook at how we're doing comedy, how we're doing performances, and what protection needs to be there. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877 DOCDALI. So, are you guys familiar with LinkedIn? LinkedIn isn't as sexy as the Facebooks and the Twitters, and it's not. It's a social media site, but it has a different role. It's very professional, where people put their resume. They could look for jobs. They discuss industry news. I know it's kind of, you know, it's a nice format. I'm on it. I just, it's just not something I visit every day, and I actively, because I don't want to see industry news and see what people are doing at work. I would rather see the memes, the funny ones. Like, I posted something about, remember Wilson in the Castaway movie? Well, there was a picture of Top Gun, and it looked like Wilson was in the Top Gun movie. So, apparently, Wilson got two roles. He was in Top Gun, and he was in Castaway. You know, the ball. So, anyway, that kind of stuff I like to look at. But LinkedIn definitely has a role in terms of the social media empire because it's a very professional. So people get jobs on it. People look for hires. And it's seems to be a very strong site with longevity for those who want a professional arena that don't want a lot of politics and all that. Well, LinkedIn now is getting some of its own drama as LinkedIn is had to pay $1.8 million in back wages to hundreds of female workers to settle a pay discrimination complaint brought by U.S. labor investigators. Now, the U.S. Labor Department announced Tuesday that it has reached a settlement agreement with LinkedIn to resolve allegations of systemic gender-based pay discrimination in which women were paid less than men in comparable job roles. The settlement affects nearly 700 women who worked in engineering, product, or marketing roles from 2015 to 2017 at the company's offices in San Francisco and Sunnyvale, California. It includes the time before and after Microsoft's $26.2 billion acquisition of LinkedIn in 2016. LinkedIn said in a statement that while we have agreed to settle this matter, we do not agree with the government's claims. LinkedIn pays and has paid its employees fairly and equitably when comparing similar work. The settlement agreement says LinkedIn argued that its statistical models didn't identify pay disparities. The government said its own analysis found significant pay disparities even after controlling for legitimate explanatory factors, which we'll talk about. The agency said the case was sparked by a routine evaluation by its Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs. Federal laws ban discriminatory practices of companies that contract with the federal government. So this is something that kind of makes all of us think. Okay, one is, you know, you go, huh, am I being underpaid? So, you know, you do kind of stop and go, well, wait a second here. You know, am I treated different from somebody else? Am I working the same hours, doing the same job, in the same office? And, you know, if a company does have two people and you're doing the same work and you're getting paid less than the other person, there is some explaining that needs to be done. And, you know, sadly, that has happened in companies. But on the flip side, there also has been some inadvertent pay discrepancies that happen. And if you are a supervisor or a manager or an employer, you need to be careful of these. So up until recently, and I think it still happens, when somebody interviews for a job, they get asked, I still get asked, you know, if I'm looking at consult work, well, what do you want to be paid? That's always a hard question to answer. Because if you say too much, they're like, we can't afford you, sorry. But we aren't even going to come up with a counteroffer. If you come up with something too low, then you could have gone more with it. So, you know, I try to shoot for not super high, but high normal. What are other people getting paid? I'll shoot for that. And if they counter, hopefully I get what other people are getting. But a lot of other people might not be that gutsy. I don't care. I have jobs. I'm very busy. I could take it or leave it. But for other people who really need the job, they'll sit there and say, what does it pay? And when the employer, you know, says the minimum, well, it pays this, they'll go, that's fine. I mean, an employer will then give the agreed upon amount. And so if an employer is interviewing two people and they have multiple positions and one guy says, look, these are my credentials. This is what I have. I'm not taking a penny less than $20 an hour. They talk about it. They go, I like him. I like what he has to offer. I think we're going to make money off of him. I think he's worth it. Great. But they can't afford to pay everybody $20 an hour. Then the next person comes in who might be a little less aggressive and say, look, you know, what does it offer? Well, the job is posted for $15 an hour. That's fine. That person gets the $15. Then later on, you look and you go, wait a second. This person's making $5 less than the other person. That's been happening for years. People who are aggressive and negotiate their pay get the higher pay. Not always, but a good amount. So if you have a institution or a business, and when you had paid employees, they had negotiated, and they got more, somebody could come in and go, wait a second, these women are being paid less. And you can't go back and say, but they, I told them what it pays, they took it. I wanted to hire this other guy, but he said we had to pay him more to get the job. So what's going to eventually happen is there's going to have to just be a flat rate. But then what happens are the bonuses and then the raises. So I've seen this so many times. Somebody gets a raise. Somebody gets into a position and they work way less than you and you make less. You as an employer have to watch out for that. Because if there is any gender or race associated with that disparity, you're in trouble. And so I think a lot of corporations are going to have to rethink people advancing. I mean, I always thought, I'm still in 80s mode, where, you know, you get hired by a company, if you bust your butt, you're going to make more. And then you're going to bonus more. And then you're going to move up. And you're going to keep moving up. But if they have to treat everybody the same so they don't look like they're being discriminatory, then the options to move up changes. And sometimes nobody moves up. So, you know, the other thing, too, that's going to be very complex are people working from home. So a lot of employers understand, and I get it, too, because I have a lot of friends who've been working from home. They're laying out by the sun today. They're getting some sun today. And they're on the clock. Or they're taking their kids to get a haircut. They'll get the job done, but they clock in, they do what they need to, they get the job done, they're available by phone, but get some grocery shopping done, they're doing other things. So I get that a lot of employers want people to come back to work. Sadly, not everybody can do that. And in fact, some companies are being accused of being racist for causing people to come back to work because some who can't, because they have kids or they have other things going on, then sadly can't get the job. Now, this makes things, or they can't then come back to the office. This makes things very uncomfortable all the way around because you used to not be able to work from home. You want the job, you come in. But working from home is comfortable. It allows people to hang out with the kids, hang out with the pets. I love being able to see patients from home. It's fantastic. I'm not going back into a medical office. Rarely I do. I can see patients from home. It's fantastic. So if people seem to be working less, maybe not having the same productivity, it's going to be hard for you to justify as an employer why they're making less. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.